everything is all right. I'm uptight. Ooh. Wee.
Got to adjust my, you know, nothing. I'm, it's not dirty. My underwear. I'm actually wearing a sweater hood. Well, I'm continuing with my weight loss, and it's going swimmingly. I've busted 235. I'm down to 234. As you know, my target weight is 210. I made that once in my life, and it was 4 years ago, and so we're going to go back to it, and we're going to stay there this time. Stay there this time. We're going to beat all the odds and stay there. Now, what's this guy doing? Oh, this guy got ghouled, so he's going to shoot himself up with some anti-ghoul venom. Hey, that's smart. They finally developed an anti-ghoul venom. Oh, now he stops. He doesn't give himself the shot because he hears something. Whatever you do, don't give yourself the shot. Stop and look. What's that? Before I give myself that anti-ghoul shot, let me see what the hell is going on. Oh, far out. There's some sort of a thing that's crawling along the roof. It has like, he's fucked. It attacked the guy. Just, it's gnawing on him. What is Resident Evil about? I don't think I've ever seen it. All right. I'm going to sit and watch this thing unless I turn the fucking channel. What can we watch here, man? I got the most fucked up remotes going. Really fucked up remotes. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, exit that. Okay. Let's go do that. I don't know, man. Baby. What the fuck movie is this? Is this Bad Santa? Generally, what I like to do is put it on the sports mix. You know, I like doing the sports mix. That's basically for me, man. You know, the sports mix. So if I put it on sports mix... It's the Green Bay, New Orleans. If I see this Green Bay, New York game one more fucking time. It's very interesting. I was watching one of our video casts from 2 years ago this date. Well, today's the 12th, whatever it is. What's today? Today's the 10th? Yeah. And anyway, it was from 2015, around the 10th. It was the playoff weekend. It just happened. It was a Monday. And I was talking about Peyton Manning having such a disappointing outing against the Indianapolis Colts. So you'd have to look up the playoff game from 2015 where the Denver Broncos played the Indianapolis Colts, Andrew Luck, and the Colts beat the Broncos that year. And I was talking about how horrible Manning was again, the picks that he threw, all this shit. And it was, to me, it was interesting because 1 year later, 1 year ago, because this is 2 years ago, they win the Super Bowl. They win the, and I don't know that anybody would have picked Peyton goddamn Manning. I don't think anybody would have picked Peyton fucking Manning, you know, to have won the Super Bowl that year, the following year. Oh, fuck. It really is painful. It's just a sprain, but it'll be fine, I'm sure. Ow. So Thursday... Tomorrow night, I'm just warning you, tomorrow night's probably going to be a best of show. Thursday's going to be a best of show. Tomorrow will probably be a best of show, is what I'm trying to say. Tomorrow, because of the fact that I'm working elsewhere. And then, depending upon what time we knock off tomorrow, Friday we should be cool. But I don't fucking know, man. So, I don't know. I got to do some ADR. I don't know, man. Is this a fucking test? I haven't gotten a call sheet in this thing. I don't know. So next week is the audition class. Da da da. I didn't even listen to today's show. Burning down the house. 6, 8:10, 8:10, 8:13, 8:15. Oh, man. That's... 23 minutes is going to be 8:16, 8:19. Oh, my God. Well, we'll see if we can't get cracked sooner than that. I don't want to do that, man. So the big news tonight is Donald Trump. Is he into peeing sports? who the fuck knows? I have no fucking idea whether that's real or fake. You know, it's very interesting. I mean, if it was the alt-right, if it was about... whoever, you know, any one of Trump's enemies, if it was an alt-right bullshit fake news story, oh, Christ, it'd be everywhere. Alex Jones would be all over that thing. Well, like the pizza parlor thing, you know. So who knows? Maybe this is something that was concocted by, they say it was started in 4chan and picked up by the CIA. I find that hard. The CIA has been at this for a long... I'm not saying the CIA is the smartest bunch of guys in the world, but think about it, man. They've been at that fucking game for years. Do you honestly think the CIA fucking A is going to go into 4chan knowing what you and I know about it? Like, they don't have guys that are at least as smart as us in the CIA? Or is that too much to ask? And they're going to go in and look at 4chan and go, wow, look at this stuff that I'm finding in 4chan, boss. Better write it down. If you believe that, you got a lot of growing up to do, man. I'm sorry. Whether they're the brightest ball, everyone thinks they know what that world is about. I don't make any, you know, I'm not claiming that I do. The only thing I believe is that they've probably got some pretty smart people, if not experienced people, at least vetting information. You know, they got budgets too. They got to answer to people too. They send some guy on a wild fucking goose chase about Trump pissing on having a bunch of whores piss on a bed. So naturally, you know, I think we'll have Jeff Dowder talk about that.
Well, I'll tell you what I know. Apparently, there is a British operative who'd been in touch.
Now, you know that this is all a load, right?
I don't know that, General. I'm trying to see.
You? What do you mean you're trying to see?
I'm just saying, I'm trying to see.
Yeah, I think we'll have Kurt Quitty do that. I like Kurt Quitty working alone. No.
Baby, everything is all right. Uptight.
Boy, I could use a drink. Oh, Christ, could I use a fucking drink tonight? What have I got? I got no mixer. The reason I say mixer, I got this shit. I've got tequila. I do not have any Don Julio. I've got Sauzin. Sauzin is not a good sip in tequila. It's a shit can tequila. It's fine for mixing shit. And remember, as I've always said, and you should always adhere to this, don't ever use good tequila for a mixed fucking drink, for a margarita. Don't do that. Don't do that. Why? Why would you do that? Use the shit for that. Use the good tequila for sipping. When you're going to make a margarita or a Mexican mule or any of that shit, use something less than a top line, top shelf tequila, for Christ's sake. Buy a goddamn tequila. That's like taking a great bottle of wine, like I saw my sister do once. Take a great bottle of wine and mix it with 7-Up. You've seen people do that, which finds like a spritzer or whatever the hell you call it. But Christ almighty, you're not going to take a $150, $200 bottle of fucking wine and pour a goddamn 7-Up in it. Which I saw my sister Marianne do one night. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I saw her. She's like, what are you doing? What do you mean? And she was probably, I really had just started drinking wine. This was like years ago, like 30 years ago, man. I was at my house I was renting a house in Highland Park. I guess maybe I was one of the first guys to move to Highland Park. It was South Pasadena, technically. But we had a hillside house. I loved this house. It was just this funky, redwoody house on the side of a hill along this beautiful canyon road, and we had a view of downtown L.A. right from the back of the house. And we had upstairs, downstairs. The lower floor was a bedroom and a bathroom. The middle floor the upper floor was the garage, the garage level. And then the second floor, so you're leaving the driveway level. So you're leaving the driveway, come in the front door, you go to downstairs, there's the living room, there's the kitchen. And then down another flight of stairs to two bedrooms. And upstairs had a bedroom that I converted into my office. And then, you know, loved that house. Really loved it. And I was living there with a girlfriend who, well, she's well-known to radio listeners, whose name I will not, well, I guess I could say, Denise Westwood. And Denise at the time was at KNX FM, and then she went on to KLOS. I loved Denise. But unfortunately, we're both very fiery people, and that kind of, you know, probably was my fault. I mean, I'm willing, when I look back now in my life, it's probably all my fucking fault. It's probably just a goddamn pain in the ass to be around. If Denise heard this right now, she'd probably go, yeah, you're right. But anyway, we had a great little house there, but we had a party, a Christmas party, And it was a great little Christmas party. We had all of my friends there and my family. And I think Denise's brother showed up and his girlfriend. And her parents made it by. They were charming. They were fun because I thought, because usually her father was really one of these real stern guys. But boy, he was a blast to be around that night. And we were, you know, boozing it up. By that point in the history of America and the world, drinking and driving, the whole thing about friends don't let friends, that had started. So I remember that night telling a couple of friends of mine, no, man, I can't let you out that door. And this one dude, my friend Mike, who I, you know, love, I've known the guy since we were kids, his wife was going to flip her fucking lid if he didn't come through that door. He says, you don't understand. I know, but I can't let you drive. He says, I got to go home tonight, man. I said, well, all right, then just sleep until you're sobered up a little bit. So that's what he did. But I think it was like a half an hour. I looked and he was gone. The keys are gone and he's down the road. So many memories. Come and get it. And that scene behind me is the El Pacifico at the jetty, right down the beach from the from our headquarters here. It's north. So what is behind me is north, and my house is that way. And I walk to this jetty here. I walk to this jetty, and then I turn around, and I go back toward my house. It's a good mile, I'd say. I think it's about a mile, three-quarters of a mile on the beach from, you know, from where my street ends, and we take a right turn and walk down the beach. It's a good workout because you're walking in the fucking sand. Even though I bought these sand sandals, or these what they call sand socks in Hawaii, and I wear them everywhere because I love them. They're like, I wear them as a regular pair of shoes out in the world, you know. Thank you, Jesus, for this day of laughter. Laura Silverman, thank you, Jesus, for this day of laughter. Gotta love that. I gotta retweet that one. Okay. All right. As Obama bids farewell to the USA. Well, I don't know. People don't. I liked him. I liked him. I liked him. And I can sit and I can debate this to the end of time with people. I thought he was a good president. Anybody wants to take me on that, I mean, I'm not going to go out of my way to look for the argument, but I've got no fear of taking anybody on when it comes to that, regardless of their, you know, what they think is the best way to govern, you know, is less government, all of that government. Well, you know something? You're never, ever, ever going to win that fight, whether you're a conservative or liberal, two opposing views of government that both are needed at times. That's the thing that kills me. That's the thing that fucking kills me about conservative versus liberal. Each in its own way has been useful in the history of this country. When government is not needed, when the country is not in crisis, when the country is doing fine, we don't need a lot of government. You're right. And so I would say then that the conservative view is absolutely applicable. But when the country is in crisis, and is in need and does need some intervention, conservative doesn't fucking work any more than liberal works when the country is motoring along beautifully and has functioning and running economic engine. Doesn't need it. But the mistake everybody makes is that they treat politics like it's a goddamn religion, and it is not fucking religion. It's like a tool. It's like a crescent wrench. I need this one now. I need the other one later on. If you treat politics like it's your religion, you got your head so far up your fucking ass, you're blind to what's happening. Don't do that, man. If you want to have religion, there's plenty of fucking religion out there, all kinds of god shit you can worship. Do that. Don't apply. It's like saying, I'm always going to use a skill saw no matter what. I'm always going to go 75 miles an hour no matter what. Do you realize that you're going through, no. If you know how to drive the car, you can go 75 miles an hour. You fucking conservatives, do you realize that you ought to try this tool? You liberals, what are we trying to do? Are we trying to make our country work? Or do we just want to jam our country into our little preconceived notion of how government is supposed to work no matter what? Because it doesn't work that way. I don't give a fuck. And people are so adamant, like they're like it's religion. They're so fucking adamant. Maybe it's because they have no religion that passes for religion. You're blowing it, man. It's like, I don't know, arguing that smoking is somehow good for you. I know it gives you cancer, but you know, it does have some health benefits. What? It's that kind of, it's very old-fashioned thinking. Some people do. They hang on to their conservatism or their liberalism or their progressivism and their, you know, whatever. Like it's, they identify so tightly with it. It's who I am. And they just don't know how fucking stupid they look and sound. Everybody looks at me.
Yeah, Henry, you supported the Iraq war. What's that about?
Let me tell you something, my man. Yeah, I did, and I would today. And so did 75% of the other motherfuckers in this country. Only difference between me and them is I admit it, they don't. Now everybody was against it. Notice that? That's like, as I said, it's like being at Woodstock. Everybody was at Woodstock. Well, I happen to know for a fucking fact, 3/4 of the Americans polled back then were in favor of that goddamn war. So somebody's lying. I thought it was necessary. I would, and I'm not going to relitigate it, but I just thought it was necessary. And one could argue that I was a super fucking conservative hawk back then. Yeah, sure. That was the direction I was going in. That doesn't mean you're some kind of a sellout because you don't stay with the use of the skill saw when all you need is a hammer. Because you're some kind of a sellout because you're not going 75 miles an hour all the time. You decide to moderate your speed depending upon the neighborhood and the conditions. Oh, you're selling out to the slower vehicle person, huh? No, I just don't want to kill anybody. No. You just don't know what you're fucking doing, man. I always go, remember, we always go 75. Good. You do that, man. I mean, you're doing it in my neighborhood. We got to slow your ass down. Oh, more government restriction. What? Ay, 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 fucking yay. Twitter and Facebook are a godsend to stupid people because they don't have to. There's no room for debate. Debating on Twitter is pointless. Debating face-to-face is the way it's got to be. That's the way it's got to be. And even in these debates we had, the presidential debates, because we had such a shitty fucking moderators and such a shitty fucking press. The press, here's where I would agree with Donald Trump, although not in his estimation, but I will say the mainstream media, whatever you want to call it, I mean, the alt media is like, you wipe your ass with that shit. But the mainstream media, the people that you trust to really hold people's feet to the fire, the most gutless motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life this last election cycle, with the exception of one of them. Like, I thought Chris Matthews was good once. The rest of them were just fucking. Starting with, like I told you, you know, I was always a Chris Wallace fan. Not anymore. He's the most feckless piece of shit I've ever seen in my life. He was horrible. Horrible. And so were the rest of those cocksuckers. They didn't know how to adjust, you know, they didn't see what they were getting into, and once they did see what they were getting into, they weren't able to, quote, pivot, that great word. They didn't adjust to the conditions, the circumstances. They just kept on being dumb, you know. All right, man. Bill Musgrave after contract expires. Offensive coordinator. They lose their quarterback. I know what it is. The offensive coordinator. They lost their fucking quarterback to an injury. That Derek Carr kid, right? Yeah, because he lost a lot of money. All right. And then Dr. Ed Elcott. Dr. Elcott. Steve Ozell got a smidgen of a boner during the battle scene. All right. There you go, man.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
Scary sound.
Rob Zombie. Hmm. Rob Zombie and Living Dead Girl? Is that what that is? Yeah. Living Dead Girl. All right. Now I need... And then the next guy is Dr. Elcott.
Come and get it.
And then the next one is the Steve Ozell. Yeah, okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Boom.